Hi guys, thanks for tuning in to the first ever audio boo for We Do Tech. Now, we are looking for aspiring writers and videographers to review tech items, movies, games, all sorts really. So, if you want to join the team at wedotech.net, please feel free to get involved by dropping us an email, editor@wedonetwork.co.uk.
So this weekend we're going to be taking a look at a couple of things. I've actually got quite a lot to do, and if anyone doesn't know who I am, it's James Joe Ireland from the website. I was fortunate enough to be given Halo 3 ODST by a friend at the day job, which we're all hoping one day that we can actually leave to do games journalism full time.
That would be nice.
It certainly would be. So Halo 3 ODST, I'll be hoping to burn through that at the weekend, and then on Thursday evening, we got sent through from Codemasters Operation Flashpoint Dragon Rising. Now today, whilst I was at work doing no work, I literally did a hands-on review of that. So check that out. I'm hoping I'll have the actual review done early next week. And you know what? I really, really am impressed with the PR company for Codemasters. Been extremely helpful. I'm currently stuck on the game, and obviously that is probably a reviewer's worst nightmare, and fortunately enough they sent me some codes to put in which enables you to unlock certain missions within the game, which is very nice, but I will not be handing them out to people, because that would be a waste of your own money, wouldn't it, if you bought the game?
Well, I was going to say, cheating is not good for anybody, especially you, Mr. James Joel Ireland. You shouldn't be cheating on video games if you're writing about them.
Well, that no, it comes into... Well, what would be worse? Would it be worse for me to review a game which I've only seen two levels of? Or would it be better for me to experience the whole game? Yes, I've skipped it and probably ruined it for myself, say, after I've written this review and want to actually play it through in my own time. Surely you would appreciate if I was to review a game on the basis of playing the majority of the levels and sampling more of the game than just the opening 2 hours.
Oh, very true indeed. So guys, don't forget to check out the website www.wedotech.net. That's www.wedotech.net. And our email address once again is editor@wedotech.net. Future releases, we are bringing a brand new phone line that you will be able to contact and record and leave your opinions on various different bits and pieces that we feature on our website. Your messages will then be featured on up and coming videos. So do check out, information on that will be available on our website over the weekend, www.wedotech.net.
That's right, and just going back onto the website updates very briefly, you may have or may not have seen Alan Baxter has actually gone to town with Blu-ray. He absolutely loves Blu-ray, he loves it to death, and he's been filming around about 6 or 7 reviews for the Blu-ray films that have been out, which is absolutely fantastic, because we're opening the film's review section and we're hoping to continue with that when we'll be taking a look at Up, Disney Pixar's Up, and that will certainly be a movie that we cannot wait to see. Expect a review of that up before Monday. Anyway, we're best bet going. We've got plenty of stuff to do, but drop us a message, drop us an email if you've got any review requests, and don't forget to log on to our forum, where all the juicy discussion is taking place as we speak.
Forums are an excellent way of getting involved in the website, so please do check them out. I've been Steve Joel Ireland, he's been James Joel Ireland, and we will speak to you soon.